What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, joined by producer Jess for this 3 p.m. everyday segment of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Today, I am very excited to be joined by Amber Wallen, the executive director of the State Revenue Alliance. Folks, if you did not know, and we talked about it yesterday, but we'll talk about it again here today. Tomorrow, the tax fight, probably of a generation, is kicking off on Capitol Hill. Progressive groups are rolling out a new coalition to counteract what has been an unrelenting and unforgiving lobby by rich folks and corporations to basically have the middle class pay for subsidies to rich people and corporations as they dodge their fair share of our collective tax burden. This has been covered this week in Politico. And I'm here today, again, with Amber Wallen, a leader of the coalition of folks that are fighting for a fairer tax code. You can find out more about this at www.fairshareusa.org. Thank you so much, Amber, for being here. I think this is as important as the voting that's going to go down on November 5th. Welcome to the show. Tell me about the State Revenue Alliance. Why do you do what you do? Why is this so important to everybody in Wisconsin and across these United States?
Well, thanks for having us here. Thanks for having me here, Maggie. It's great to talk to you, You know, at the State Revenue Alliance, we work with groups all across the country on these big tax fights. So State Revenue Alliance is an organization that supports a whole national network of state organizers, policy groups, community-based organizations, and labor groups that are really pushing for a better, more fair, more equitable tax code in their states and across the nation that really better supports the programs and services that matter most to our families and communities. So we work with over 200 state-based groups across nearly 40 states that are pushing to ensure that their communities have the resources that they need to really thrive and to create multi-generational opportunity for their kids and families. And so there's a lot happening across the states, but what we're doing this week in Washington, D.C. is kicking off a new effort that is really focused on the upcoming federal fights, the upcoming federal tax fights that you outlined, that will really become a moratorium across the country about what do we prioritize in the tax code? Who do we prioritize? Who do we really want to ensure has opportunities to thrive and to succeed?
It's the brass tacks of this, Amber, are pretty simple. And I'm going to give a go at it, and then I want you to correct what I get wrong. And then I want to, let's drill down a little bit on what both Fair Share America and the State Revenue Alliance specifically is asking for in our tax code. As I understand things, based on these everyday segments of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, what we've got now, especially after the Trump tax cuts of 2017 that went into effect in 2018, is we have millionaires and billionaires. And I'm not talking about people that have $2 million in an IRA or their 401k. I'm talking about people with $30 million or more of net worth and billion, like the richest, the top of the top, and the most profitable corporations effectively have argued that they should be taxed less and that the middle class should bear the brunt of the burden to fund government. And the end result of this, if this kind of tax policy continues, is two things. The rich will get richer faster than we've ever seen before in our country's history and maybe even the world. And secondly, government will become so underfunded that the things that every single person in the middle class relies upon, like clean air, clean water, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, will eventually, the systems that provide that protection to every single middle class family, that keep ourselves healthy, that help us have opportunities, that we are successful together, those programs will by necessity end up being gutted, leaving the middle class floundering and creating a classified society in America that we haven't seen since the Gilded Age. Am I getting that basically right?
You're getting it exactly right. You know, what we've seen is that for too long, the federal tax code, tax codes across all of the states, have really greatly favored the wealthy, the well-connected, the biggest businesses. And so year after year, historically, the biggest breaks went to all of those groups. And the result, as you said it really well, is that the taxes that we have are unfair, not only across income groups, but they also are exacerbating racial injustice, gender injustice, and they don't provide the revenues that our country needs for the programs that really matter most to families and to communities. And so, you know, you often might see where different groups that are focused on different issue areas are going to Congress or going to their state legislatures and pushing for, maybe it's a better housing program, maybe it's universal child care, maybe it's better funding for our communities, for our community schools, for our classrooms. But the backbone of all of that is the tax revenues. And do we have the revenue to support all of those programs? And for too long, advocates and community members and folks who are on the front lines of needing those programs and services are turned away with that, you know, that phrase, well, how are we going to pay for that? We don't have enough to pay for it. But the reality is we do. If big corporations, if the wealthiest and well-connected among us, if they are paying their fair share and they're paying what they owe, then we can build those communities that our families deserve and that we can envision. And really what's happening now is we're up against a very big fight on the federal, in the federal tax fight, because that will determine multi-generational resources for communities all across the country. And that will be the point where we can say, you know, do communities have what they need to thrive? Do our children have what they need to succeed? Are billionaires paying their fair share? Are multinational corporations paying their fair share? And so that's what we're here in DC to start talking about.
And Amber, you put it so well, and I think this point gets missed. Because I'll talk to people that'll say, my number one issue area is access to healthcare, right? Mm-hmm. My number one issue is the environment and protecting our natural resources. My issue is infrastructure improvements, protecting our electrical grid, housing. We need more equitable housing, investments to ensure affordable housing. We need prescription drug prices lowered. We need to secure our borders. I don't care what your issue is. If we do not figure out how to make the wealthy and the most profitable corporations pay their fair share, I don't care what your issue area is, it won't happen. And we are being forced into a position of false choice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is so sickening to me that, we can't do the things that we know are right, that help everyone in the middle class, regardless of party, race, gender, whatever, because there's just not enough. That is a false choice, right?
That's exactly it. It's a completely false choice. And I just appreciate what you lifted up. You know, healthcare policy is tax policy. Childcare policy is tax policy. Climate policy is tax policy. And so advocates around the nation, communities across the nation, whatever that top issue is, tax is an element of it. Tax is that structure that helps provide the revenues that we need. It helps determine whether or not families have opportunity in their everyday life to afford the basic necessities that they need. It helps determine whether or not state governments are able to uphold the programs that people depend on most. And so we think it's really critical that taxes is expanded into all different areas of interest. You know, I've worked on a lot of different issues over the years, and I think tax tends to be the one that folks maybe feel intimidated by, that they feel like, oh, maybe they don't have that information, or it gets super wonky, and I get that. It is a wonky area, but the truth is families know what their families need, right? Advocates know what their states need. Community members know what their communities need. And so I think that's part of the work that we do in helping connect regular folks to these, what can feel like really big, what are really big tax debates, but help that connect to their everyday lives because they know this. They are experts in this type of policy because they are the experts about what their communities and their families need. They're the experts in knowing that they are not necessarily being treated fairly in these tax systems. Normally, they know, folks understand that yes! big corporations and the wealthy are getting the biggest breaks. Folks know that. And they know what we need. And so we think it's really important that their voices are heard in these federal debates.
And Amber, this is the common thread. And the fact that the wool has been pulled over many of our eyes to convince people that the interests of a middle-class worker that punches a clock at a factory are different than a middle-class worker that goes and is a server, that those interests are different. They're not. That a Black family's interests growing up in Milwaukee are different than the interests of a middle-class white family in Rhinelander in the state of Wisconsin, that those are different interests. They're not. Environmental policy is tax policy. Border policy is tax policy. We're going to talk about, and we've been trying to break down and make it accessible for people. When we come back with my special guest this half hour, Amber Wallen, Executive Director of the State Revenue Alliance, one of the voices joining the middle class fight for fair taxation in the Fair Share America campaign. We're going to be joined by Amber. We're going to talk about the three or four basic, simple, understandable changes to the tax code that will serve every single family in the middle class, regardless of party, regardless of voting record, race, gender, or what church, synagogue, mosque, or non-denominational group you get together with on the weekends to pray to a God or no God at all. It is all to our benefit to have a fair tax code. Amber's going to help us break that down more. When we come back after these brief messages, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening, as is always the case in the 3 o'clock hour, to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Keep it locked. I guarantee you, this will be the most important thing you hear all week.